So another project that the folks at Moon River are involved in is BeerAmerica.tv. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
BeerAmerica.tv. It's actually really cool, and I like it. A lot of the footage seems to be at the same brewery. Is it Moon River that that you guys are shooting at mostly?
Yeah, we've been shooting a little bit at Moon River, and we're also shooting at one of the newer craft beer bars in town is a place called The Distillery. So we shot a bunch of episodes there, and they're kind of like the newest game in town as far as craft beer is concerned. And really, honestly, they're probably the only other game in town aside from Moon River, and we're kind of by default a craft beer place because we make beer. But The Distillery has been a great venue for it because these guys are super enthusiastic about craft beer. David has been intimately involved in putting together their beer menu and helping plan events. And
he said intimate.
Yeah. Does that mean David that you that you blew the guy that purchases beer to get your stuff in there?
He's your bitch also. Don't worry.
No.
Oh, sure. Are you saying in that
only
state?
Only because they wouldn't let him.
In that state, you can have two bitches?
I guess
The distillery, you think that's going to confuse a lot of people?
It is confusing. The distillery is a beer bar? Confusing,
but it's kind of a neat story because the building itself apparently used to be a distillery, and go figure.
They didn't want to buy another sign.
A city that was founded on the notion that there wouldn't be any liquor.
Or Catholics. So, you know, it's
kind of lawyers.
You know, we can't have everything we want.
Or chinks.
The original charter basically said no lawyers, no slaves, no liquor, and
no Catholics.
No Catholics.
And so you guys still live there?
Sounds like Connecticut.
Sounds boring.
Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
I'm not one of those, so it works.
All right.
Yeah, we're beer people. It's all good.
So how did Beer America TV get started?
Let's let Paul Leone step in. He's the producer and the television.
Yeah, the television guy.
He's the child brain, brainchild. Sorry.
I actually, my job is a TV producer, and for years I used to travel a lot. That was my thing, and it seemed for a while in the early 2001, 2002, I was doing a show and traveling a lot, and every city I went to, I said, "What's your local beer?" And every city seemed to have one. So
Budweiser.
I wrote a TV show pilot while I was basically stuck in Washington D.C. traffic, and I figured, "Well, who could I get to host this show?" So I did an internet search, and I heard about this guy who exported the first beer from Delaware to Pennsylvania in a rowboat, and it turned out to be Sam Calagione.
Yeah.
So I contacted Sam and said, "Sam, I got this TV show pilot." And so we shot a pilot together, and I tried to shop it, and this was in 2003, and I got a hold of the people from Discovery and a few other people, and they would say things like, beer, well, it's not wine. Well, no, it's not wine, and so they really just weren't interested in beer back in 2003, so I shopped it, and couldn't seem to get it on the air.
Sound familiar, Justin?
Yeah, it's a tough sell, I know.
And it's really too bad because, as you guys know, there's a huge audience for this.
Yeah.
And so I decided to take it to the web and just try to do something with it. And with the web 2.0, people are watching more video and more TV than ever on the web. So Beer America turned into BeerAmerica.tv.
Okay.
And, my whole thing is, to entertain and inform, a lot like you guys, there's a lot to learn. And I had a lot to learn. And I didn't feel like I could do it myself without somebody with knowledge. And so here in Savannah, who'd I turn to is I hooked up with John. And as you know, he's a wealth of knowledge. Yeah. And
must have been exciting.
And he's kind of the comic relief. I'm just the moderator.
He's good.
I try to move along.
Although you did,
it's pretty restrained
for a veteran TV producer. You are missing the one elephant, the one element about video. That's it's kind of a given.
Hot,
yeah. You don't put ugly people on video.
Wait a minute. I thought that was my job, Justin.
No, sorry.
Then I bring in David Little. That was that's the next.
Again, you can't have.
That's actually the best we could do. Sorry.
You can't if you put midgets on there.
Yeah, you can have those guys. That's true. That's the other part of the equation. If you add a midget,
because nobody expects a good-looking midget.
No.
Again, that's my job.
Maybe except Bridget the midget, because she has a normal-looking face. But
no, she's not hot, though.
I know, but she's normal.
want to do her.
I see. You figured out why you didn't get picked up, right? Even though there's a huge audience, and you know why Beer America TV didn't make it to the airwaves, right?
Well, I know that. I want to hear what you have to say, but I had actually a good conversation with Garrett Oliver about this very same topic.
Oh, okay. I'd be curious what his – and I'm being serious. I would be curious what Garrett had to say. It's that there's no money in it. And there's not big money behind it. And you're absolutely right that there's a huge audience. I mean, the BN is a perfect example of that. And we have been on CBS radio, terrestrial radio, for a while. And the sales team at CBS gave it a good go at even trying to sell the show and see what we could do. And the deal is that no matter how successful guys like John Pinkerton and Moon River are, and even your local Gordon Biersch, they're never going to throw down $10 million to support the advertising budget of a show like
even
that.
$100.
Anheuser-Busch, on the other hand, they're throwing around $10 million every week to some different promotion. But the deal is that craft brewing, which is what your show is about, it's what my show is about, it's the whole deal, there's just not big money out there. And as successful as the industry is, they're still paying back the people that work for free, and they're still doing grassroots advertising. And so the bottom line is, when the big networks look at your show, and they love the idea, and it doesn't matter how big you tell them the audience is going to be, if the people who are going to advertise on that show aren't going to throw $10 million their way, forget about it. You're online.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, right.
Well, so, I'm not bitter at all. I'm stoked that I don't have to answer to anybody who's throwing $10 million my way. I love what we do. I don't think I'd change it a bit. I'm just saying it was a lesson. It took a little while to learn, to figure out it's not about how big the audience is, and it's not about how good the show is. It's about who's going to pay for it.
So with that regard, Moon River, we do have sponsorship packages available. Please contact Chad at thebrewingnetwork.com. Thank you very much.
They're much less than $10 million, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. We'll give you
a deal. Even on the web, though, you get really a focused audience, and not so much so on TV. So I'm trying to figure a way to capitalize on that. And I know you guys have a pretty sizable audience, and you have managed to draw some sponsors.
Well, they're kind of fat, but they're working on it.
But, you could be a midget on our show and nobody would know.
I don't know why,
Well, the idea is... Let me get back to it. I want to hear what Garrett had to say about why it didn't work out.
Because you don't have double-breasted stitched suits. That's why.
That's exactly right. We don't dress nearly as nice as Garrett does. But Garrett's feeling was the anti-alcohol lobby is much too strong, and that that a lot of people were scared by that. A lot of programmers were scared to put beer up because beer is basically, I think, viewed by a lot of people who don't understand it as the quantity, not quality aspect of it, and it's very still frat party-ish, I think, to a lot of these old stodgy programmers.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I still drink my Belgians out of a beer bong.
Case in point.
It's a fair point, but I don't buy it. If there was somebody with a big checkbook behind it, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care who says no to it, or who opposes it, or who writes letters about it.
All of Black America wants to blame one person.
I tend to agree with you. I think that if the numbers are there and there's money to be made, people are going to support it. They don't care what it is.
Yeah, they don't. They really don't care.
But BeerAmerica.tv, I mean, what we are now is not really what we're going to be. I mean, John and I are blogging about beers, and that's all great. But if there's an on-the-road section on the site where, I've done pieces on Dogfish Head and Rohrbach, and we're going to have a piece come up next week on the Berkshire Brewing Company, it's really a travel log in some sense. But we just don't have the money right now to go out and travel. That's what we're really hoping to do. And everybody's making a big deal about Beer Wars, and I think Beer Wars is going to be a fine documentary. But what we're striving to be before this is Beer Wars Weekly. Basically our niche is American craft beer only. That's our niche, and to support that industry. So we really want to get out on the road, and we have ideas of really renting an RV and traveling the country and blogging about it and really just covering everything about the American craft brew industry.
Yeah, we've had the same ideas. I mean, that's the way to do it. Getting the money to do that is tough. Have you tried blowing sailors?
for loose change,
because
that has worked for the BN. That's
it's
for sure.
We've come a long way since we started changing our game plan,
and so have the listeners.
So have the sailors.
The support comes in many ways.
David Little and John Pinkerton on my team, and now Chris Lady. So it's on the list.
Well, at least you can tell the sponsors you have a lady on the show.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
You got the lady.
Not just guys.
Would you like your blowjob from the lady? You know, that's a selling point.
That should be. Can we? That's your nickname now. Is the lady? Yeah, it's like we're like a crime team in the 20s. You know,
where's the lady?
Yeah, the shadow and the lady.
That's kind of like bring out the gimp.
The lady sleeping.
I love it too because it sounds great because you go, well, let's get the lady involved, and then your guest goes, oh, this is great, yeah. And then this 6 foot, 260 pound dude comes walking
in
out,
nut huggers.
In nutters.
he's gonna be awfully busy.
Yeah. No. Very bad.
You got a pretty mouth on you, boy.
I've seen a couple.
I'd trade you for a pack of Marlboro.
Now I've seen a couple of your programs. I watched the outtakes today. I really like the outtakes. That's where Pinkerton really shines too. He's a funny guy.
You know, it's a funny story. It seems like whenever we do these pieces, you know, we shoot several of these at a time because of the John's schedule and everybody else's schedule. But you know, we'd have like 7 beers that we have to try, and so to me, sampling 7 beers is plenty. But John would have beers in between sampling the 7 beers.
And you got to do it.
You're no downtime.
No, that's not what I mean.
He's making it sound like he didn't just have a baby.
He can hold his liquor.
And two babies, by the way.
Two babies.
Twins. 10 boys. The Pinker twins.
The Pinker twins. Nice. I like that. It's good.
They have capes, by the way, already, so, yeah.
As they should.
Brewing superpowers.
Are they going to go into security, or?
they're little ninjas.
I like the shows. I like what you guys are doing. And, Paul, I think that you have it right where you say, you know, listen, it's about entertainment and information. I think, you know, when you talk about craft beer being a serious thing, and, you know, the networks say, well, it's not wine, it's not this. We do have to elevate craft beer. But
absolutely.
A lot of people, maybe I shouldn't say, there's a group of people in the craft beer industry that is working so hard to elevate craft beer and working so hard to be serious about it, like the wine industry is, that, in my opinion, they forget about the core element of beer as being a communal, fun, entertaining beverage. And we can certainly talk about its qualities and its class and its intelligence and how and its variety. But if you forget about the part where it doesn't have to be a kegger for you to be communally enjoying this beverage, right? And the shows that do that are the ones, in my opinion, that fail utterly. And they're the ones I've bashed in the past, and I've just really talked about how, you know, you can't sit around and just say, this beer, now let me tell you how this beer was brewed. And then, proceed to lecture about, because who gives a shit?
It's not wine.
You know, you got to have fun doing it. So I like that you guys are doing the mix, man. That's the key.
And then make a fruitcake with it.
Telling boring stories about calcium.
I mean, not only fun, but you guys are having a hell of a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun listening to you guys. But you know what you're talking about. And I think that's a huge part of what your audience wants. And that's what I'm trying to do, having John and having David and having Chris be a part of what we're doing.
Yeah, if you can't back it up with credibility, then you're in trouble.
It's got to be respectable.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So what are you guys doing?
Good. Well, that's why we brought Doc on the show.
Yeah. Got to get a little respect.
All those fellas, you got to have somebody that knows.
Yeah.
Are we doing Limerick Drunk of the Weeks?
Oh, are they ready to do Limerick Drunk of the Weeks already?
Yeah.
Stump the Brewer.
Kind of.
And Stump the Brewer.
We have a lot today, and they're begging for breaks. It's a bunch of crap going on, a bunch of whining.
We are due for a break. Yeah. Well, do you guys want to hang out on the line with us, or do you want to go?
The listeners, you know.
So, Beer America TV and Moon River Brewing Crew, do you guys want to hang out through a break, or are you done?
We're down.
Yeah, BeerAmerica.tv and the whole crew would love to.
The first time I had a chance to drink beer in weeks.
Okay, so you're down. So you're down to hang.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hanging down, man.
All right, well, get naked, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Now, stretch those nutters.